Okay. Let's keep moving here. I'm gonna make a few remarks in intermission. I want to talk a little bit about our logo. So, actually, two things before the logo. Marilyn mentioned the podcast that we were an episode we got to participate in. One of the veterans that joined us in the last workshop, Fran Richopi, is a Special Forces, a veteran of Special Forces. He has his own podcast. We will put it on our website, but just remember Jedburgh podcast, Jedburgh, not Pittsburgh, Jedburgh. And so if you Google that or you look on YouTube or Spotify or Apple, wherever you get your content, check out the Jedburgh podcast. The Jedburghs were a multinational group in World War II that was the beginnings of Special Forces. And so Fran made a podcast about the Jedburghs. And it's about how you prepare today helps you be successful tomorrow. And we got to be episode 80 right here in the barn. So it's tremendous. It tells the story of how Project Drew got started. And then Bill Crocker and Scott Franklin, who you just heard from, sat down with their veterans and talked about the experience of doing the workshop. So it's really cool. So check it out. Also, I want to mention our logo. So you might have noticed the banner behind the stage and one in the foyer where we have our veterans sign it when they come through our workshops. The logo is very special to us. It's got a lot of symbolism. And Chris Sija, who's on our project team and is also a drummer, he does graphic design for a living, and he helped us design that. And he has said this logo kind of designed itself. So a few bits of symbolism. The central portion of the logo is a painting that's also in the lobby. It's called America. It's Drew's painting, America. And it is the flag upside down. And one of the veterans shared with me that that's an international symbol of distress. So I'd love to know what Drew was thinking about. But he painted America with a flag upside down. The symbol itself is a drum, and it's based on a poem that Drew wrote called My Drum, sort of a metaphor for his heart. And the lugs on the drum, there's 12 of them, like a clock, and the drumstick symbolizing the songwriter and the veteran coming together in the workshop. They're clocked at 1 o'clock p.m. or 1300 hours. And that is a nod to Drew's moniker, the 13th Warrior, that his buddies gave him when they learned that he graduated ROTC, actually after initially being rejected. He graduated his senior year in ROTC, 13th in the nation among thousands of cadets. So 13th Warrior is his moniker. And I'll just read you the poem that this the drum symbol and our logo is based on. So this is Drew's poem called My Drum. Although my drum no longer beats so loud, I'll never cease to follow its sound. Its beat led me through rivers, forests, and sands, equally through disparity's unforgiving hands. One day again, it will beat proudly a sound, shake down through my body, and rattle the ground. This is my drum. Okay. So we'll keep going with some more music. I want to invite Shane to the stage. So once in a while, one of our veterans is also musically talented, and Shane wanted to play a song for us today. So if you would please welcome to the stage, Shane. We'll hear his tune. Yeah.